Say Radio, your news now.
Good morning, it's 11 o'clock. I'm Matthew Casey with Say News. It's another beautiful day in the GTA, much like the last few days. We're looking at partly cloudy skies for the afternoon. Overnight skies remain partly clear with a low of plus 2. The weekend looks great, but some rain will be moving in. Right now it's 11 degrees, our top story. Toronto police are now saying that two men wanted after jewelry was stolen from a woman on her deathbed may be responsible for robbing from patients at four other hospitals.
Convenience over health. A recent study has discovered that more Canadians are choosing prepackaged foods over homemade meals. The report shows a steady decrease in the average number of homemade meals since 2003. Dietitian Kim Geddes believes that education on proper eating habits needs to start with the younger generation in order to curb this dependence on convenience foods.
14 years, and I guess, I don't know, we must be doing something right, eh?
14 years ago, you first... Maybe it wasn't the first time you started performing, but you started performing. What was it like the very first time that you got up in front of an audience and you...
Scared to death, Matt. I still get scared.
It's been said that the best things in life come in twos. For this country music duo, that is certainly true. Our next on the list of country music greats would have to be Brooks and Dunn. The duo is made up from the vocals of Kix Brooks and Ronnie Dunn. And before they became the popular duo that they are now, both Ronnie and Kix made it with solo careers, releasing singles in the 1980s. Finally, the two began their careers singing together in 1991, and they're best known for hits like My Maria and Boot Scootin' Boogie. Sadly, though, all good things must come to an end, and the two announced back in 2009 that they will be retiring and going their separate ways. At least their music from their great career will be around for everyone's enjoyment for a long, long time. Here's My Maria. Every minute of every day, someone in Canada somewhere needs blood. About 52% of Canadians have needed blood for surgery or a medical treatment. Results of a severe car accident can require up to 50 units of blood. Cancer treatments need up to 8 units of blood per week. It only takes an hour of your time to donate, and in 1 hour, you could save up to 3 lives. Find out the blood clinics near you at bloodservices.ca, because the life you save could be your own.